This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's talk about what's trending, though. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me which ones you need details on and which ones I can keep it moving on. The number one go-to drink on a first date.
Ooh, what is it?
Any guesses? I was really surprised. Wine is what I thought would be. It was number three.
Is it coconut rum and Diet Coke?
No. They did a pina colada on here, Kevin, which I feel like
really?
Is in that
what?
Realm,
right.
Which was a six. And who orders a pina colada on a first date? Like, I'll take a pina colada.
That's wild.
A shot was number two. Oh, maybe for the nerves or something. Yeah. Like, let's do a shot together and like just ease the tension, kind of. But a margarita was the number one. And kind of like pretty handily the number one drink, which I was really was surprised with. Women think this viral Men diagram is extremely accurate and is going viral.
A man diagram?
Yeah, you know like those Venn diagrams from school, like where it puts like three different circles and the third one kind of all blends together.
Oh, that's so this is a men diagram?
Yeah, I was thinking of like a pros and cons list.
No, that's what a Venn diagram is. So it's like a mixture of the three. And they say the three most important things for a guy is he handsome, is he nice, and he's smart. Basically, these are the three categories they need to fall in. And they say, look, you can't get all three. It's impossible, and you don't actually want all three. You want to know why? Because if he's smart and nice, he's probably a nerd. If he's smart and handsome, he's probably a jerk. If he's handsome and nice, he's probably dumb, so you can't get all three.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's probably true. And if he's smart, nice, and handsome, AB, pay attention, he's probably gay.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
It's the single one on the show. I've met some smart, nice, handsome guys, and they're all gay.
Yeah.
Are you too tired for Halloween? There's a new app that creates fake party photos so you don't have to get in costume.
Oh my gosh, keep it moving.
This is like perfect for like people like AB who doesn't want to go get in costumes for parties.
She's proud of not doing that. I don't think she'd fake it.
No, it'd be nice to just be like, oh, I was at the couple costume thing with that my friend who really wanted me to go with them. We did it. There you go. Show everyone the pictures, bro. I don't have to go with you now.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Do you have assigned seats at the dinner table at your home? Oh, because that is what normal people do. 855-444-6342. Anyone out there listening that does not have an assigned seat at the dinner table, I feel like every single family has their seats where you just, dinner is made, everyone just goes to their seats, boop, 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 everyone just files in, knows exactly where everyone's going to sit. Anyone out there that just, you never know what's going to be. It's just crazy out there. It's like the wild, wild west. Never know who's going to be sitting where. 855-444-MEGA. No one is calling in. No one will call in because everyone in the history of families has had assigned seating. And AB, I've read this recently that certain families are trying this to mix it up, be more creative. AB, your family does this?
My family does not have assigned seats dinner table.
No way.
Really?
No. I just, every time we eat dinner at the table, we just sit somewhere random.
How do you not, like, don't you have a favorite seat?
No.
Doesn't that throw you off?
It really doesn't. I would say the only person that normally chooses the same
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Seat is my dad, and he'll just sit at the head of the table, but the rest of us, it's just a free-for-all.
So sometimes you'll sit left, sometimes you'll sit right, yeah. You just mix it up.
Mm-hmm. So for me, my family doesn't necessarily have assigned seats or whatever at the table, but when it comes to the living room, there's assigned seats.
I feel like most of the time you end up falling into the same seat in the living room,
right,
and even in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then you can call that seat if you get up to get a drink. That means nobody else can sit,
yeah,
in that seat.
Oh, my kids are not old enough for that's a thing, but I remember, yeah, growing up with my brother and, yep, us probably arguing
about
that.
I call this seat.
So.
Yeah, but
that's funny.
We have a round kitchen table, and then we have the standard, you know, rectangular, you know, dining table, and it's like, okay, we've got assigned seats in both places. Like, that's where I sit.
Oh, and if, every
and if,
seat.
And if, yeah, somebody else, you know, sits in that seat, like even when my in-laws come over for like the big dinners, I still get the head of the table seat. I still get the chair that has the full arms because,
really,
that's my seat.
And, ooh, people know.
Yeah.
My family doesn't have assigned spots in the living room either.
Really? It's just
my,
really,
dad does. My dad and the dog do. None of us do.
See,
I care more about the living room than
one.
Anything,
yeah,
else.
I think your dad, I knew it. Like, you guys don't sit around. Do you guys sit around, though, because you live with your brother and your sister-in-law? Are you guys sitting around?
Like in the living room?
No, like at the kitchen table.
Oh,
you probably
really
are in
don't.
And out a lot. Yeah, you're at like the stage. You're like,
I kind of eat in the living room.
Eat in the living room. You're at that stage, so I think that's different, right? Like, so that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I do think though, like for our family, everyone sits in the exact same seats every single,
yeah,
time, right? I thought that no one does this, so we'll see if we can find anyone else other than AB who does this. You have no assigned seats at your kitchen table. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I say this with all due respect because I love AB's family, but your family is crazy, AB.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not have assigned seats at your kitchen table? I feel like I thought everybody did. And then I read more and more families are mixing it up at the dinner table. No assigned seats. Everyone just sits randomly. Every dinner, it could be just random order. 855-444-MEGA. I find this extremely fascinating. So, Lisa, you don't have assigned seats at your kitchen table, huh?
No, we do not. We have an island in our kitchen, and my son, who's 9, is very particular about his seat. He has that seat, and if anybody is sitting in it, he will kick you out. It doesn't matter if it's family functions or not, or who's sitting there. He will tell you to get up. So he is very particular. But nothing was assigned. It just kind of happened.
But that's how it works, see, Lisa? You don't want to admit it, but you're becoming an assigned C person. No one assigned them, but all of a sudden, you know, your nine-year-old's got his spot. Mm-hmm. And so then mom follows in, dad follows in, and then all of a sudden you're thinking back, you're like, I guess we all do sit in the same seats every time.
My husband and I will switch it up. Sometimes I'll sit at the island with our son, and then sometimes my husband will sit at the table with our daughter. But it's usually my husband's at the island with our son, or sometimes, like, my husband and I will sit at the table with our daughter and just kind of leave our son at the island.
Do you switch it up at bed, too, like left or right? Do you sleep on either? Don't you have a side of the bed?
Yes. Okay. I do have a side of the bed. It was different when they were babies. I slept more towards the door, but now they are 8 and 9. I sleep more towards the window, away from the
door.
But
you're still kind of mixing up.
Yeah, so they did switch at some point.
Lisa's adventurous. All right. Cindy. You're a crazy person, huh? You know assigned seating?
No assigned seating at my house. I have a rectangular-shaped kitchen table, and I live with, my adult son and my granddaughter live with me and my significant other, and none of us sit in the same spot every night.
Really?
Even at breakfast.
Does it toss up every time.
You know? Does it feel like you're having dinner with different people? Why do you do this? Why don't you just sit in the same seat every time?
Right.
But the question is, why would you sit in the same seat every time?
Yeah, what's the point?
It's not like, because the thing is, you're not strangers, so it's not like you're randomly sitting with a stranger every night.
Well, that's
it's your family. So.
Yeah, but you sit in the same seat. It's kind of like school. You know?
We sit in the same seats.
Like school.
It's school. Like work.
I don't want home to feel like school.
What if we randomly sat at different microphones every single day?
That would be weird.
But
this feels like school.
Would be your choice, though.
All right. Tomorrow I'm going to be sitting at a different seat. Everyone, watch how everyone
right.
reacts.
The show will suck.
Well, it's not like it was good in the first place. It is the Brett Magus Show, and we are handing out pumpkins all week long to people who are in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up. We actually posted some of the pumpkins we're going to hand out on our Instagram. If you go to our Instagram page, the Brett Magus Show, you can actually vote. Which pumpkin do you think is the heaviest? 1, 2, 3, or 4? It is obviously pumpkin number 3, so just go on there and just comment number 3. Go and check it out for yourself. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There's a new video of Joe Jonas that's going around, and it's making fans like be really, really concerned about him. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So there's been this video circling the internet of Joe Jonas. He's like kind of backstage, and he hit a vape. And then he was kind of like fidgeting with his nose, like kind of like wiping it. Some people think he was picking it. I think he was just like, you know, taking his hand across his nose. But fans have grown like super sus about it, wondering what else he does backstage or why he's fidgeting with his nose, which has somehow led to people like circulating that he does cocaine. Which cocaine is like a very prominent drug in Hollywood, unfortunately, but people think just because he touched his nose, that means he was doing cocaine. So it was actually like brought up in a recent interview asking him about this video and, you know, the allegations and everything. And Joe Jonas said that he's literally just a human who had a booger, so he got it out. And then he said that he's actually never tried cocaine at all. So people are still a little sus. I think this is crazy. I mean, how many times do you touch your nose a day and not even realize it?
I actually wrote it down as a Mega Mind question of the day. I can actually answer that 800 times a day. You touch your face.
Wow.
But yeah, I agree. Like, I would actually, him saying he never touched cocaine, it would surprise me more in the music industry, someone who's never touched drugs.
Correct.
Because drugs are so prominent. And I've actually hung out with Joe Jonas, like, not to like, oh, like brag or anything like that. The party that I went to him was like so subtle, so chill, so easygoing. Not saying that every party, but he just didn't come across like that. And the video seems like even a farther reach. Two, because he uses a towel off stage to wipe his nose, then wipes it with his hand, and then like literally, like I think he literally picks his nose, and it's just like off stage, and he looks in a mirror or something like that, like do I look okay? And then gets back on stage. Like, it would feel like a weird time. He says like it would be crazy to do cocaine on stage, like.
Right.
It does all feel like a huge reach for this.
I feel like fans need like something bigger to stand on than that video. Like, you need like a bigger allegation or something to start making those like theories about him. I feel like, it wasn't fair.
And I do think it's not fair. Like, just because you wipe your nose and because the industry is riddled with this everywhere, and you're just like, okay, like, he's just wiping his nose off stage and just performing. Like, well, to be that hyped, he must be on coke. Like, right. Like, that's like a crazy accusation.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day. If you are average, you'll have about 155 of these in your lifetime. What is it, Hannah?
I'm going to say birthday gifts, maybe. You'll have received 150 of them in your lifetime.
Ooh.
All right. Kevin?
Gosh, 155. I think it's going to be bug bites.
Bug bites. All right.
Okay.
Like one sitting for like certain people, man.
I think because most people take hot showers, I think you'll take this many cold showers.
155 of them?
I don't know. Like in college for 3 months, my hot water was out.
All right, respect. All right. I laughed at AB's, but I think she's probably the closest, I guess. But she doesn't have it correct. If you are average, you'll have 155 of these in your lifetime. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, 855-444-6342. We'll text in your guesses, and we'll give you the answer next on the Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone got the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the text line. If you're average, you'll have about 155 of these in your lifetime. That's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's see. Hattie and Augie both say run a red light. We got another one that says has a cold or being sick. Dave texted that in. We got writing a check, smoking or drinking alcohol. Listening to music on the radio?
No, and 155 times in their lifetime?
That's the only time they really truly listen.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's toothbrushes.
Oh,
on average, you have 155 toothbrushes. AB, you go through, you're always brushing your teeth.
Yeah, I have the little tooth wisp thing.
She has like disposable
ones. I go through 155 a day.
I know, I was going to say, she's like always got that, yeah. Average person goes through 155 toothbrushes in their lifetime. Hannah picked up a new hobby. How'd it go? Find out next on the Brett Mega Show. Is it safe to say that Hannah plays a sport now, guys? Hannah's got a sport. It's the Brett Mega Show. Hannah went to the driving range one time. I'm not talking Top Golf. She went to a driving range. Mm-hmm. Not sure there's much of a difference other than there's probably less food or alcohol at the driving range. With the boyfriend, Julian, who loves golf. And then came back to tell us, I'm ordering outfits. I got to get clubs. I got a tee time. We're like, what? And you went golfing for the first time. Actual golfing at a golf course yesterday.
Yes, we went. I learned about like the dress code. I mean, there was a whole thing. But
that's
we
the
went.
First thing she brought up. What you wear? I learned about the dress code, guys. Did you get an outfit for this?
I did get an outfit.
A new outfit for this date.
So we went, and he wanted me to do something called like the par three course before we did the whole thing.
Okay, what does a par three course mean?
That typically people take three attempts until they get it in the hole.
Golf clap. Nicely done.
And so he was like, I think that you like can get it in five. I think you should be really proud if you get it in five.
That seems like really good if you got it in five.
First one, got it in five.
Wow. I did not expect
that.
So
there were
you.
Nine different holes on this par three course.
So it was just a nine course, a little nine hole course, okay?
Nine hole course.
How many are there normally?
18.
Yep. Okay.
You guys, I really care about
this. Yeah, she's really into this golf.
I use various clubs, my favorite being the 7-iron.
I thought she was going to say wood.
Nope.
Like, I like my woods.
And the biggest thing about playing with my boyfriend Julian is I told him, I'm like, I want to play like how you play with your friends. Like, I don't want you to like skimp me out on my points. Like, I don't
skimp me out on my
like,
points.
I want you to count it like how it is. I don't want a breakfast ball or whatever they're called. I want, if I mess up, if I miss, that counts as a stroke. If I get it in the water, add an additional
so
stroke.
So no mulligans.
No mulligans.
Look at you.
Straight up.
Using words like mulligans and pars.
Yeah.
Seven irons.
Yeah. We went yesterday. We played 9 holes on the par 3 course.
What'd you shoot?
I shot a 64. My issue is that when I do bad, I do really bad. But when I do good, I do very good.
I feel like
my biggest issue is hitting it too hard, and I go past the hole. But we're gonna work on it. And he was very, very proud. And he was the cutest little boyfriend ever, Brett Mega Show fan. And I kept getting distracted because he kept videoing me. And I'm like, why are you videoing me? And he's like, for the show.
Oh, so wow. Do you have video evidence?
I did. So I posted one of them to show you guys one of my best swings. Right. I did.
I loved it. I thought he was videoing you so he could, like, you know, show you later what you're doing wrong. No, it's
no,
just for,
he
hey,
knows
we're putting this on
me,
Instagram.
And he knows that I only listen to direction when I ask for it. And so he let me do my thing. And then when I would ask, like, okay, am I angling this correct? He would help me in a way that was really good. He did much better than me. He got a 31.
Oh, wow. That's really
good.
He's
very good at everything. So he got a 31. I got a 64. My goal for next time, realistically, is to be at, like, in the 50s.
You guys are not, like, this golf outfit, this is not very golfy. Where do you guys look
well,
like
yeah,
a little bit of gym?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Where we went.
Yeah, where'd you
there was, I mean, where we went wasn't the Ritz, okay? Yeah,
this wasn't Augusta, huh? No, this wasn't. this.
Yeah.
And your golf shoes are your odd clouds. I like that.
Yeah. He was wearing his work pants and a sweatshirt.
Hilarious. But, that's funny.
Yeah. So I can't wait to go back. It
you're
going to so
golf
fun.
Again?
Oh, for sure. Like, we want to go, like, soon. Like, probably next week.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready for the whole thing. I want a cart. I don't want to walk anymore.
I was going to say, did you guys cart it?
We walked it.
I feel like you're a real golfer if you walk it. Most people cart it because they're going to have fun.
We walked it. I'm ready for a cart, and I'm ready to do the whole 18 thing. Wow.
18 thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture. If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.